When a Juno Assembly member requested library staff to detail the expense of youth and adult literacy activities for possible cuts, the city found it could save as much as $146,000 by slashing programs and reducing the hours of 6 librarians. That alarmed the Friends of the Juno Library, a nonprofit whose fundraising pays for the program materials.
We provide pretty much almost 100% of the programming budget as a gift to the library annually, to the tune of about $40,000.
That's Jonas Lamb, president of the 250-member nonprofit.
So to see the personnel piece threatened in terms of the, you know, devoted and trained staff that deliver these pretty essential programs to youth and community members, we were called to action.
And take action it did. At least 36 emails and letters arrived at City Hall opposing the cuts in advance of a scheduled finance committee meeting.
We were going to have signs indicating support, whether they were the common summer reader superstar yard signs or just some stickers indicating that they were a friend of the Juno Public Library.
But the meeting never happened.
We didn't have a quorum to have our discussions, so we had to pull this one off the agenda.
That's Finance Committee Chairman Jesse Keel.
I was very happy to see the committee process end without any cuts to those library outreach services. Reading for kids is really important, and I wouldn't want to see that change.
The review of library programs came at the request of Assemblywoman Mary Becker. She says she was quickly educated by the public.
I do appreciate receiving, you know, responses from the public on this issue.
The literacy programs run the gamut from story time, where small groups of young children are read to traveling librarians that visit seniors with limited mobility and youth offenders housed in a secure facility. Library Director Robert Barr.
Our outreach is really all about getting out into the community, specifically into the parts of the community that they can't get to us.
By Wednesday, Becker said she became satisfied that the programs are worth it.
I wanted to be sure that all of the things that were being credited to being done are actually, most of them are being done, and I'm finding that they are, which gives me a lot of comfort in what we're doing to support the libraries, so I am not planning to bring it back.
Still, there will be tweaks in the program next year. Maria Loviszczuk, who runs the Glory Hole Downtown Shelter, says there's an alarming level of illiteracy among Juno's homeless population.
There are a lot of people at the Glory Hole who cannot read or write on any level. It's very sad.
But the library is ending its practice of sending librarians to the downtown shelter. The program had been running for 4 years, but lately hadn't been productive.
It was a mutual decision to not have the librarians come to the Glory Hole anymore, but the folks from the Glory Hole will still be able to go to the library.
Library resources will be redirected to increasing visits to seniors. Now that the programs appear safe, Jonas Lamb says he's glad the Assembly recognizes the library's support.
I get the impression that based on the amount of correspondence that went out from our membership to the Assembly members, and that perhaps they thought this was a bad idea to consider this cut so late in the budget.
The budget isn't a done deal. At next week's June 5th meeting, the Assembly will hold a public hearing and could still make cuts at the 11th hour. Finance Committee Chairman Jesse Keel says he hopes there won't be any surprises.
But I can never predict who will offer what amendments when an ordinance gets in front of the full Assembly.
As it stands, the city envisions closing no facilities and no layoffs. It will lose a community service officer and a city planner through attrition, and city departments are projecting about $400,000 in savings through belt tightening. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.